Parak Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Now, this is a slightly more involved Mishnah. There be a few parts to it. The first part is talking about when our animals get into a fight. My cow hurts your cow, and your cow hurts my cow. So the basic gist is going to be that we figure out the difference between the two, what I owe you, what you owe me, and then we do some offset. Okay, the difference. Now, there are some details. But this the first thing I want to speak out here is a person, then we'll transition to people and animals getting to fight one with the other. So your cow attacked me and I stuck it with a knife in its head. Now, there's a rule of self-defense which applies in Torah law too. You are allowed to protect yourself and prevent damage to yourself, and if you inflict harm on other who's attacking you, that's legitimate. So the case here starts with the case of cows attacking cows. If my cow attacks your cow, unprovoked, and then your cow retaliates and sticks a horn in my cow's side, this mission doesn't come into effect. We're not going to say, well, my cow inflicted $10 damage, your cow inflicted $20 damage. No, none of that. Your cow has every right to stick its horns into my cow once my cow goes and attacks your cow. So the case of the mission has to be one of two possibilities. Either A, the cows decided to, charge each other simultaneously, or that works, right? They're fighting over, that does happen, I should point out, not uncommonly. For the showing dominance,
both,
whatever it is.
Right,
exactly. I know what really happened in real life. What happens is, of course, they all fight for mating rights. So they lock horns. That's what they're doing. So we'll start with Tom. We'll do Tom Mood with it, everything in a second. But I'm just saying. So one case is they're attacking each other, both at the same time. Or B would be a reprisal attack. A goes and gores B, and then the next day or whatever, the next hour, B gets revenge and sticks it to A. That both would have to, pay their respective damages. But if A just attacks B and then B defends itself and B wins, or doesn't matter, causes damage, B wouldn't have to pay. That's true by humans and animals. Okay.
Or is the time lapse between?
Right, a time lapse. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure. I guess with no further clear and present danger, I'm borrowing language from
right.
Secular law, but.
Are we going to get to, are there going to be other places dealing with self-defense in more depth?
Yeah, we'll get there. We're not human self-defense. We're talking about animals. I'm just speaking out an important slide clause, which
is
just want to paint that. Yeah, we'll get there. It's fair.
I'm not going to ask the question now.
Yeah. Now, so that's the case here. So what happens is, the first part of the mission discusses the issue of one cow attacking the other cow, then getting his revenge. Shnei Shavarim, you have two cows. Tumim. So we start with their tum. Now remember, tum pays chatinezik. When a tum animal, meaning an animal that hasn't been confirmed to be the kind of animal that does damage, let's say we're talking about negif over here, I believe, so that means shoving. Whatever, they don't.
Shvarim is plural of.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Like shvakim for shuk.
Right.
So that's that. There you know. So if they're tumim, meaning they're not expected to cause havoc one to the other, they're docile animals normally, and they shechablu zed, they attack each other, so mishalmim b'mosar chatzinezek. You pay the excess, one of the other, chatzinezek. So I'll just draw it out on the board. This one's simple, but we're going to need to start, gets a little more involved. Even this paper. I'm going to draw it on the board. Let me let it stay clear. Okay. Here's my drawing here. This is going to be our schematic for this. I know it doesn't look much like a cow, but it's I want to do that for a reason. I want to be able to draw in the box. That's why I'm doing it. Not that I could draw much better, but at least I have an excuse. Okay, so here are two cows attacking one another. So the case here, we're starting out a tom and a tom. This is a tom, that's a tom. And let's say the number in the box, this is our schematic for this class today, is, so to speak, facetiously speaking, how many points it scored in damage. The reason why I'm saying that, you'll see why, I don't know if you will see, but I'm choosing that for a reason. Yeah, so in other words, if I'm saying this cow did 100, and this cow did 40, what I mean is, because I could look on the credits of the debit side, I want to pick one or the other, and then it'll be confusing if I have negative numbers. I don't want to do that. So what I'm doing is here, when I say 100 here, what I mean by that is this cow, so to speak, scored 100 points of damage, and we'll say a dollar a point, or $100 worth of damage. So what that means, that's the convention I'm going to use, and this tom damaged it, did $40 of damage. You understand what I'm just want to clarify is, don't get confused. This number doesn't show how much damage happened to it. It's showing how much damage it caused. I could pick one or the other, but I'm choosing that. I think it's more intuitive. So, and think of it as so to speak, points kilo. So, This being the case, we'll call this A and then call this B just so it's clear. Okay, in this case, A did $100 of damage and B did $40 of damage. So you net it out, of course, then A in the end nets out to being $60 of damage. Difference between, right? A did 100, B did 40, so the difference is A has a net 60 points. Now, since we're talking about tam, it's always going to be chatzi nezek, half damages. So we'll divide that by 2, a relationship like that. Sum total is 60, and then the bottom line total is $30 of payment to go from A to B to compensate. It's not complicated, speaking it out. So in such a case, A does $100 of damage, B does $40 of damage, owner of A will pay owner of B $30. Straightforward, right? I'm only going to speak something out here, so you should see what this is going to be machlokas rishonim coming up later on. In this case, there's no difference whatsoever if I did it how I showed it to you, or if I say, oh, this guy owes 50, because chatzi nezek, right? 100 over 2. And this guy owes 20, and you net it out, 50 minus 20 will give you, right? $30 damage. Same thing. Doesn't make a difference. Okay? But it will make a difference later on. So the difference would be, do we first look at the mosar of the nezek or the mosar of the tashlumen? I don't get down to the bog down of the words, really. The question is, in practice, do we look at how much A really owes B and how much B really owes A and then net it out? Or would you look at how much damage A did, how much damage B did, do the math, net it out, and then divide it by 2 to figure out how much the payment is? There'll be a difference later on, but there's not a difference yet. I'll show you when the difference comes in. I'm just, you see, so far so good. Okay, fine. That's case number 1. Very straightforward. Case number 2 is 3-7 here. Yeah. Shnei mu'adim, if they're both mu'ad, meaning they're both now expect, they're both confirmed to be nasty cows. Mishalom b'mosar nezek shalom. Instead of paying chatzi nezek, same story here. These are good. They're nasty, nasty cows. Thank you. So there's a mu'ad over here, and there's a mu'ad over here. Okay, so now they're paying nezek shalom. Nezek shalom, full damages. Which means, same drawing appears, but now he scored 100, he scored 40, so of course the difference is 100 minus 40, 60, and there's no chatzi nezek, so now owner of A will pay owner of B a full $60 damage. Straightforward. Okay. Now, Now, echad tam ve'echad mu'ad. Now, what if one's a tam and one's a mu'ad? So, I want to draw, for starters, we'll have A be the tam, B be the mu'ad. There we go. Okay, so now, we'll have to do both ways here. The two counts here. A is the tam, B is the mu'ad. So now the convention of the Mishnah is, when it says, the next word says, mu'ad batam, which means the mu'ad, the one that's listed first in the Mishnah's convention is, that's the one that did more damage. Okay, so mu'ad batam means the mu'ad is the one who scored 100 points, and the tam did 40 points of damage. Okay? So then what's the case? So then since the mu'ad did more damage, he will have to pay nezek shalom the difference. Now, okay, you can now get a little more subtle here, because now we can either figure out like this. The mu'ad did 100 of damage. The tam did 40 of damage. Left at 60. Okay? And he pays nezek shalom. So according to that simple calculation, then B is going to pay A 60. There is another way of looking at it, which is really, in terms of payments, if you're netting out the payments, he owes 100 for Nezek Shalom. I'll call Nezek Shalom. And he owns 40 over 2, which is 20, because it's Chatzi Nezek. Right, because of Tom, exactly. So if you do that kind of math, so then, I should have done like that.
But that's not how they did it.
But it wouldn't make a difference. That's what I was trying to show you. When you could do it with tons, either way you slice it, come up the same number. Here, if you do this kind of math, then if you don't net out the payments, figure out the payments first, so then you're going to be left with, instead of 60, it was before it was 60, right now all of a sudden it's going to become 100 minus 20 will give you 80. So there's two ways to do the math over here, okay? As it comes out, this is Rove learned like this. This is the Rambam, we'll call this the Rambam Shita. Tosos has a 2, 3, something like that also. And so he learns you first, you figure out the payments, dollar amounts. So he would have owed 20 in a vacuum, he would have owed 100 in a vacuum, net it out. the Rush and Rashi, the Rush, they're quoting Rashi, Shita, is that first you do figure out the damage difference, and when you figure it out, then you divide it by 2. So first it'll be 100 minus 40 is 60, and since he's doing more damage, he pays the full whack. No, divided by 2. Right. So there's two ways. So now the next part of the Mishnah is going to say the exact same thing in reverse. Let's get out here. Last case is, it says, so it said, reading the words again, Mu'ud batam, if the Mu'ud does it more damage than the Tam did, Mishan b'moser nezek shalem, the difference he pays, of 60, he pays nezek shalem, he pays a full 60, or it could be 80. Okay? I think Rov learned 80. Rov learned, like, the payment. Tam b'mu'ud, now, if the Mishnah is saying, if the Tam did more damage than the Mu'ud, see? What's that? The winner, what's it called? The good guys always win? Good prevailed here. Okay? So now, again, Mishalim b'moser nezek shalim. Sorry, wrong. Tam b'mu'ud, if the Tam did more than the Mu'ud, Tam did 100 and the Mu'ud did 40, in my example here. Mishalim b'moser chatzi nezek. You pay the difference, chatzi nezek, but half the damage. So again, I'll do the math like the Rambam first now. The Rambam says, listen, end of the day, he owes 100 over 2 equals 50. He owes 40. You net it out, and it's going to give you what? Give you 10, right? So that means that Mr. A pays Mr. B 10. That's with the Rambam's calculation. The Rush's calculation will be, do it next to it. He says first you do 100 minus 40. So that gives you 60. Then divide that by 2, which will give you 30. So according, this is the Rush's calculation. Okay, so there's a difference. Okay? Most of them like this. But of course, here you got the Machaber going this way, and the Ramah going this way. What are you going to do? Now there's a big difference here, right?
According to Rambam,
yeah.
If B did $60 a day.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, it's exactly. Now there's a funny thing going on over here. I want to show you exactly right. Good thinking. Now it can get very funny like this. Look what's going to happen here. I'll speak it out. This is just sort of academically interesting. What happens if A did more damage than B? A did $50 of damage. B did $40 of damage. So who pays whom? So that's going to come out different. According to Rambam, right, he owes 25, he owes 40. So according to Rambam, you'll have over here that according to Rambam, B will pay B is chayav. He has to pay 15. According to Rush, it goes like this. 50 minus 40 equals 10 divided by 2 equals 5. And A will pay B 5. Okay? Right? You with me? Is it too fast? I'm sorry. Let me go slow. I'm sorry. My mistake. I'm going too fast. Sorry. If you first divide it by 2, then it's 25. And 25 will offset the 40, 15. And according to Rambam, B will pay A 15 because he owed him 40. He would have owed him 25 in a vacuum, left with a net of 15 from B to A. If you learn like the Rush, which is you first look at the total damage, and the N, once you decide who has to pay whom, then you divide it by 2. We're talking about a Tom, so what happened is he did 50 damage, he did 40 damage. So you net out the damage first, you're left with 10 damage owed from A to B. Right? The net damage. And then since he's paying Chatzi Nezek, you divide that by 2. So he'll end up, according to Rush, A will pay B 5. According to Rambam, B will pay A 15. So that's a little strange, right? That's how it works out. Okay? And I think Rove. I think most Rambam and the Riff and Rove. Rove before Rove, whatever. Most don't like this. Most don't like the Rambam. Okay.
But that A, being the Tom, he caused $50 damage, but he's more responsible for 25.
That's how the Rambam learns, right? That's how the Rambam learns. The other way of looking at it is, like I'll speak very loosely here. If we say, listen, if your animal is a Tom, you're only like partially responsible. I'm speaking very, so right. So then, in the end of the day, look who did worse. Who did worse to whom? A did worse damage than B did. So I really A should pay B. That makes sense, right? You're the bad guy in this scenario. So A should pay because B is the bigger bad guy. How much should he pay? Okay, so instead of the full 10, we give him a 50% discount, the whack down to 5. That's the Rush's thinking. Not unreasonable. In fact, they're both not unreasonable. The one is look at it dollars and cents, and the end of the day is, in a vacuum, you'd have owed me 25, you'd have owed me 40, so net it out. Another way is, you did more damage than me, you should be paying me. and we'll just give you a 50% discount because you're a Tom.
Yeah, I mean, there are cases where somebody inflicts damage, but they're punctured for all kinds of technical reasons. But the person who got damaged still has damage and will have to pay for his own repair. And it's sort of the same thing. I mean, he caused $50 of damage, but he's only really responsible for
25. Well, that's the Rambam learns. I think I explained to you, I explained the rationale behind both. I mean, I'm putting a little more words. I'm assuming that I know the rationale clearly. I said that, but I think it stands to reason why I said it. Okay, so that's that. Now, so now we're going to transition away from animals and towards people. Now remember, an Adam is Mu'ud La'olam. So, if we have a man versus animal, they decide to attack each other. Or whatever, or they did a reprisal attack. So, Adam b'tam, b'tam b'adam. What happens if an Adam and a Tam wrangle with each other? So if Adam b'tam, if the man does more damage than the Tam does, then Mishalom b'mosar nezek shalom. He pays the difference, b'nezek shalom. Now again, they're not the same machlok is going to play its way the whole way through. Do you first look at how much the Tam owner would have owed? And then just, or do we look at the dollar amount, or do we look at the damage inflicted and divide it afterwards? Did I skip something? Mm-hmm. Did I? Oh, I'm sorry, I did skip, you're right. So you have two, if you have two people, 1 second, I'll do one thing at a time. My throat is dry. If you have two people that hurt each other, so the same principle is going to apply. They're both paying mu'ud, so each mu'ud pay nezek shalom, and again, you'll net out the difference. A second, let me turn back and see inside. Right. Okay, Mishalom b'mosa nezek shalom. Like we said before. Now there's no machlokas against. So in nezek shalom, I don't agree how the math works. Adam b'mu'ud and mu'ud b'adam. If a man and an animal fight, and they're both pay nezek shalom, because the animal's also mu'ud, so Mishalom b'mosa nezek shalom, then whoever did more damage pays in nezek shalom. Adam b'tam, b'tam b'adam. Now what happens if a man fights an animal? So now we're going to get to machlokas tanaim here. Tanakama holds that the same exact stuff's happening as with the first part of the Mishnah, this drawing on the board over here. The Adam's paying Nezek Shalom, because he's a human being, he's Mu'ud La'olam, and the Tam is paying Chatzi Nezek. So it works out the exact same way then. Adam B'Tam, if the man does more damage, Mishalom B'Mos or Nezek Shalom, he'll pay the excess in Nezek Shalom. It's not this drawing actually, it's the previous drawing to this. Tam B'Adam, that's the drawing we have on the board here, except B is a person instead of an animal. Mishalom b'moser chatzi nezek. He'll pay. The Tom is paying the paying. He did more damage, so he'll pay, but he'll pay chatzi nezek, half the amount. Again, machlokas Rambam and rush the whole way through. Now, Rabbi Akiva says no. Rabbi Akiva says you're wrong to assume that the chatzi nezek rule applies to human beings. That was, so according to him, that's only when an animal hurts an animal. When an animal hurts a person, then it's nezek shalom. Aftam shechalu ba'adam, even when a tam fights with a person, mishalom b'mosa nezek shalom. He holds, Rabbi Akiva holds, based on a pasuk. The pasuk's a little bit convoluted. I don't want to really get into it so much here, but he based on a pasuk that the nezek chatzi nezek rule only applies to property damage, but not to human damage. If your tam damages me as a person, then it pays nezek shalom, says Rabbi Akiva. The halach is not like him. I don't really want to go into the drush so much. If I can avoid it, but that's that. So that's the Mishnah. Halach is like Tanakama, that there's always a chati nezek for a tam, whether he hurts a human being or hurts an animal. Okay?